On Wednesdays, we focus on the workplace. Earlier this week, new White House Chief of Staff Joshua Bolton said anyone who is considering leaving the Bush administration within the year should step forward now. Quite a directive, and joining me now to talk about whether you should come forward early when you're planning a job change, and especially during a shakeup, is Stephen Viscusi. He is CEO of the Viscusi Group, an executive search firm based in Manhattan. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee. Thanks for having me.
Now, the White House, of course, appears to be on the verge of something of a shakeup. So let's begin with that. Should you show your cards when a shakeup in your company is looming?
Well, it's interesting because the White House is one of the few places where they're so polite that instead of firing you, they give you a chance to resign. In the real world of work, if we resign ahead of getting fired, guess what? We don't get to collect unemployment. So not very many people do that today.
So your advice would be, if there's a shakeup, don't quit too soon.
In the private sector, when there's a shakeup within your company, it's very important to see the handwriting on the wall. When your company's going to be bought, or a new president comes in of your company, or a new CEO, and you think, gee, they're going to bring in their own regime, it's really important to always be looking at your next step. And by the way, the best time to look for work is when you don't really need to.
Well, sticking with this notion of a possible forced departure, if you don't quit and you do get shown the door, what's the best strategy?
It's really important to handle it with class, not to burn any bridges. Keep a really nice feeling when you leave a job. Even if you didn't like what you were doing or you hated your boss, it's still better to leave under positive terms.
Can it be a situation where you can turn a firing into a badge of honor?
Well, I'm not sure why you need to. I mean, you just want to find another job, you know.
Forget the badge of honor.
But forget the badge of honor. Who needs that? You just need another job. And the reality is, when you go out into the workplace, you know, you want to really present the most positive footing. Now, that new employer may see you and say, well, why aren't you working? What's the deal? The answer to that question should be very minimal and say, listen, it was time for a change, or the company had changes, or they let a lot of people go. Just go into the interview with the most positive attitude and direction.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
Stephen Viscusi is author of On the Job, How to Make It in the Real World of Work. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.